This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. The scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will enable small merchants to avail of UPI services at no additional cost. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex, Namroop 4 fertilizer plant, within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namroop in Assam. He said the project will increase the domestic urea production capacity in the country and it will meet the growing demand of urea fertilizers.
नामरूप फोर फर्टिलाइजर प्लांट के नाम से ये नया प्रोजेक्ट है और इस प्रोजेक्ट में एक जॉइंट वेंचर बनेगा जो कि गवर्नमेंट ऑफ आसाम BVFCL HURL और NFL और ऑयल इंडिया लिमिटेड इन सब का एक जॉइंट वेंचर बनके 10,600 करोड़ रुपीज के टोटल इन्वेस्टमेंट से इस प्रोजेक्ट में यूरिया की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग होगी.
The minister informed that the government has approved the construction of a six-lane access-controlled greenfield highway from JNPA Port to Chowk in Maharashtra. He said the project will be developed at a cost of 4,500 crore rupees. This project is designed to improve the logistic efficiency of connecting JNPA Port and Navi Mumbai International Airport. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, stated this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Singh said Chandrayaan 4 will be launched through two launch vehicles and it will have five components. He added that Gaganyaan's test flight with a female robot will be launched by the end of this year. On return of NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Bushwell Moore to Earth, the minister said it is a moment of glory, pride and relief that they came back to Earth safely. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Bushwell Moore returned to Earth earlier this morning aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 286 days in space. With this, the astronauts concluded their trip with SpaceX's Crew 9, a routine International Space Station, ISS staff rotation mission alongside NASA's Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. Sunita Williams and Bushwell Moore are now embarking on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity. Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said that the health policy introduced in 2017 is a comprehensive policy which has palliative, curative, rehabilitative and preventative approaches. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, Mr. Nadda said that the focus of earlier health policies was curative. Earlier, participating in the debate, Bhuvneshwar Kalita of BJP said, the country has seen a new dimension on healthcare under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Memorandum of Understanding or MOU will be signed soon between India AI Mission and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Mr. Vaishnav made this remark after meeting the founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized the AI solutions for better crops, stronger healthcare, smarter education, and climate resilience. External Affairs Ministry today expressed concern over the situation in Gaza and called for the release of all hostages. In a statement, the ministry also urged for supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza be sustained. The meeting between protesting farmers from Punjab and representatives from the centre and the state government has concluded in Chandigarh. The next meeting will be held on the 4th of May. And in Kabaddi World Cup 2025, Indian women's team defeated Poland 104-15 in their second Group D match at Coventry in England this afternoon. The Indian team began the campaign yesterday on a positive note, defeating Wales in their opening Group D clash at Wolverhampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.